Hello, friends. This is Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place, and I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this planet a much better place. I want to thank everyone so much for making Out of This World Radio one of the most popular talk shows in the Seattle area and the fastest growing metaphysical and spiritual radio program in the world with over 100,000 listeners in over 60 countries. Last weekend, I took a group of people to Mount Shasta, and many of us actually went into Telos in the Hollow Earth, and we had a fantastic time. So today's interviews will be all about Shasta, Telos, and the Hollow Earth. During the first hour, I'll be interviewing two people who went into Telos. Their names are Makwa Akwa and April Audrey. Both are gifted psychics, and they have some amazing stories to tell about their journey. Then from 3 to 3:15, I'll be interviewing a wonderful man named Joa Janaukanas, I hope I pronounced that right, who's the president of the University of Mount Shasta in Mount Shasta, California. He'll be talking about the plans by Crystal Geyser, which is an American corporation, to pump millions of gallons of water from Mount Shasta without any environmental review, and how citizens are standing up to this company's plans to privatize local water supplies. During the rest of the hour, from 3:15 to 4 p.m., I'll be interviewing those who came on the trip last weekend. Mount Shasta is a very special place. It's located in Northern California, approximately 272 miles from San Francisco. It contains many portals and vortices, and it's considered the root chakra of planet Earth. Beneath Mount Shasta, there's an ancient Lemurian city called Telos, approximately 100 miles beneath the mountain. And when we were there last weekend, we camped right next to the entrances to Telos and the Hollow Earth. And many met Madama and Saint Germain. Several of us went into Telos and the Hollow Earth, and we'll be sharing our stories during the second hour from 3:15 to 4 p.m. Please stay tuned for this Out of This World interview. I want to thank everyone so much for support for this program, because Out of This World is a nonprofit program supported entirely by donations. And for those who'd like to donate, please go to the donate button at the upper right-hand corner of the program webpage at www.outofthisworld1150.com and just click on it. I really appreciate your help and support, because I know working together, we can and will create a much better and happier world. I also have a spiritual mentoring program for those interested, where I can teach people how to contact their angels and the angels and spirit guides. And if you'd like to get in touch with your loved ones, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me here in the United States at 509-750-9793, or toll free in the United States and Canada at 1-888-879-8339. Before we go on to our program, I'd like to thank everyone listening today for sending lots of love and light to Michiko Hayashi's mother, Masako, who suffered a stroke recently, and I know that your love and prayers will really help her. I also like to ask everyone to send lots of love and light to my good friend Orion, who was diagnosed with throat cancer a few months ago, and now his tumor is completely receding, and he's feeling much better. I know that your love and light has really helped. Also, too, I'd also like everyone to send love and light to my good friend Marco's mother, Louisa, who had a stroke recently in Helsinki, Finland, and my good friend Wally in Olympiaria, as well as Dr. William Mount. My book on Messages from the Masters, Cosmic Messages from Professor Albert Einstein, President Kennedy, Senator Kennedy, Nostradamus, Mahatma Gandhi, Dr. Emoto, as well as the Galactic Alliance, is done, and it's in the final stages of editing. I will be sure to let you know when it's published, which should be very soon. The book is all about humanity's beautiful, bright future. I also want to thank everyone so much for their support for my recent Galactic Wisdom Conference that was held in Olympia, Washington, here in the United States earlier this year in March. Because of the success of the conference, I'll be having my fourth annual Galactic Wisdom Conference on March 9th, 10th, and 11th, 2018, at the same location at 9101 Stillicum Road, Southeast in Olympia. For information, please see our website at www.galacticwisdomconference.com, or just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. I'd also like to mention that from August 18th through the 21st, 2017, in the beautiful Dominican Republic, I'll be attending a wonderful conference called the Peace and Light Conference with some of the world's best psychic spiritualists and UFO people. When I attended last year's conference, it was the best conference I ever attended anywhere, and I hope you can all come. For more information, please see their website at www.paxluxmonday.com. That's spelled P paxluxmundi.com. With that, I'd like to bring on my good friend Charlie from the wonderful Crystal Voyage Bookstore in Tacoma, Washington. The Crystal Voyage, I consider one of the best spiritual book centers in all of Western Washington. It's located just off 38th Avenue on Cedar Street. And Charlie, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Thanks, Ted.
Oh, I'm so glad you're here today. Well, tell my listeners a little bit about your wonderful bookstore.
Well, our bookstore has crystals, rocks, herbs, books, and many other things that help people connect to the divine. And this weekend we have a special event that happens on the first full weekend of each month. It's our Intuitive and Healing Arts Fair, where we have psychics and readers and healers from all over the state that come here to offer their services to people. Even Ted's going to be there tomorrow from about 2 to 6. And we're really excited to have Ted. He's actually going to be bringing Machiko with him. So if anybody wants to come down and talk a little bit about the water project she's doing, it'd be fantastic.
Well, thank you so much for mentioning that, Charlie. You know, that's true. Michiko Hayashi will be with me from the Moto Peace Project. So if you would like to meet Michiko, she'll be there for the afternoon tomorrow. I'll also be giving psychic readings as well. And one of the things that distinguishes your bookstore from almost every other bookstore in the entire Western Washington area is the fact that, you know, when I walk into your bookstore, there's this beautiful water fountain on the right, and you've got dolphins and Buddhas there. And my energy level always goes up at least 10 times whenever I walk into your bookstore. It's such a bright light.
Oh, that's great to hear. Thank you, Ted.
Well, you're a good person, Charlie. You have a wonderful bookstore, and I want people to get to know you better.
Excellent.
Yeah. And if you're coming from the north, from Seattle, you just get off the 38th exit like you're going to the Tacoma Mall, and just
yep.
a few blocks beyond that. Do you mind if I give out your phone number?
Oh, that would be fantastic.
Their phone number in Tacoma, Washington is 253-272-4367. And I will be participating tomorrow afternoon in their wonderful psychic fair. And Charlie, thank you so much for coming on the air today. I really appreciate you being here.
Thank you, Ted. Have a great program.
Okay, thanks.
That's good work, brother.
All right, thank you so much. Bye-bye. Bye. With that, I'd like to introduce my first guest. During this first hour, I'll be interviewing two people who actually went into Telos. Their names are Makwa Ikwa and April Audrey, and both are gifted psychics, and they have some really amazing stories about Telos and the Hollow Earth. Makwa Ikwa is located in Mount Shasta, California. She's a very gifted psychic and healer. Originally from Germany, she's in contact with the Dhamma, which is a wonderful spirit of Mount Shasta. She's been to Telos many, many times, where she was told that she was a bridge from the people of the surface of the earth to the Telosians. She says that the people of Telos have crystal beds and awesome healing rooms and different colored pools of water for healing. She also has told me that there are extensive shuttle systems beneath the surface of this planet, which are used by the people of the Hollow Earth for transport. Also, their history is an ancient one. She says that they actually escaped from the destruction of Lemuria approximately 12,500 years ago, and they went into these caverns beneath Mount Shasta. At the time, about 12,500 years ago, they numbered only 25,000. Since that time, their population has grown to approximately 1.3 million. But they're very advanced, and they love us dearly. And they're coming to the they are getting in contact with us now on the surface, as the vibration of us here on the surface of the planet goes higher and higher. For tens of thousands of years, the vibrational rate of planet Earth on the surface was approximately 7.8 hertz. That's what's called the Schumann resonance, the Schumann frequency. Last September, that almost doubled to 13.8 hertz. Then December of last year went to 36 hertz. In January of this year, went to 40 hertz. And last month, it went to 120 hertz. Now, I've heard it's up to 150 hertz. And as the vibrations continue to rise on the surface of this planet, we will come closer and closer to the high vibrational rates of the city of Telos and the Hollow Earth. And anyway, with that, what I'd like to do is love to bring Makwa Ikwa on and April Audrey. They're both gifted psychics. And last weekend, Makwa brought April to the city of Telos and the Hollow Earth, where she discovered her soul purpose. And with that, I'd love to bring this both of them on. Makwa, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello, Ted.
It's so good to have you here today. And
thank you so much for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. Is April, are you there?
I'm here, and hello, Ted, and hello, Makwa.
Wonderful. I'm so glad you could both come here today. Makwa, I want to first start with you, and you came from Germany, and you've been in contact with Adama. And while we were at Mount Shasta last weekend, you led a you did lots of things. You led a meditation group where the 5 or 6 people with you, including myself, we all traveled to Telos in the astral plane. Each of us has our own interesting, fascinating stories about what happened. How did you ever become a healer or a gifted psychic? How did you ever become to get to the point where you're doing the work you are now?
Yeah, it was a really interesting process because back in Germany, I was like working in the normal corporate until my spirit guides told me I need to let this behind. And it was a really intense process of like stepping out of my normal life, so to speak, and trusting my guidance to be on my path. And I left Germany and I traveled and ended up in Hawaii and I did a lot of self-healing. And I realized, wow, there's so much to clear and let really like everything that's not serving me to really open my heart and letting go of my limiting beliefs and my doubts and like really trusting my life and my guidance. So I had a lot to do and learned a lot, studied a lot. Became a Reiki master, energy healer. I'm like, I did a lot of like different modalities to just to do my own healing. And in the midst of all of that, I realized I would just like, if I would have known somebody who could help me, like showing me the shortcut to the release and to get to a place where I can just feel at peace and ease and happy, mm-hmm. I would have used a magic wand and it would have manifested this person in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So in those moments, I made a decision, like, I am going to be the one who is helping other people who go through similar experiences to go from the normal, so to speak, world to, like, really moving in, like your spiritual guidance and, like, really trusting into your life purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I did. So I learned a lot of different modalities. I got my master's in spiritual psychology. And I became a spiritual psychology counselor and feminine empowerment coach.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, like by my own clearing and feeling better and better and lighter, my life became just magic. I felt guided to come to Mount Shasta and write the first meditations that I did here. They're basically, they took me to Telos and showed me around. And fairly soon, I got the information that I'm a bridge between Telos and humanity. And in the beginning, I had no clue what this even means. And I had for the longest time really resistance because it was like fairly far out, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know how I even could talk to people about that and not to be like called, wow, what a crazy woman. And
sure.
What is she talking about?
You were considered out of this world, yeah.
So to speak. And so I had so much resistance of really coming out, and it took me over 2 years. But every time when I connected with Adama, he said, like, we are waiting for you. I'm like, get ready. And
that's
so
right.
At some point, 1.5 years ago, I was like, okay, I'm ready. Even I'm not ready, but I'm ready.
Yeah, wonderful.
And they basically guided me to the journeys to Telos, and they told me, please be there and hold energy, and we send you the people who you need to see. So it's not that I need to be afraid, like, to expose myself too much to the people who won't get me. So that felt really great that they really assured me, like, that they will send the people who are ready for me and for the Telosians. And this gave me so much peace and ease that I started doing this once a week. Everything, like, what they told me, I basically started doing. I'm having my Telos evening every Wednesday from 7 to 9, and I just know that only the people who are really called to be here, they're gonna come. And so far we had like really great people, and there's like no doubt. It's like literally when they come to my meetings, it's like it feels like family comes together, and it's like nobody wants to leave. Everybody's like, oh my gosh, it feels so great to be here.
Yeah.
Because everybody feels like, oh, okay, I'm obviously part of the Lemurian and Telosian family.
Oh, absolutely. And you had a life in Lemuria, too, and so did April, for that matter. And it was quite traumatic when you lost your civilization 12,500 years ago. You came to the surface, both of you came to the surface, and it's taken you both thousands of years to discover your soul purpose finally. But you're back now and you're on the surface. And with that, I'd like to go to April briefly. Oh, before I go, could you give out your email address or some way people could contact you, Makwa?
Yes, my website right now is under construction, so I would like to give my phone number.
Sure.
It's 707-497-4447. And I have like my email address, which is makwa@happiness-coach.net. So it's like spelled makwa@happiness-coach.net.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. April, I'll come back to you in just a few minutes, Makwa, but I'd like to introduce April now. April, how are you doing today?
Fine, thank you.
Oh, it's so good to have you here. Could you tell a little bit about the kind of journey that you went on with Makwa a few days ago?
I would love to. I had a private session with Makwa, and I went to her office, and we sat down. I had no idea what to expect, and she asked me if there was something that I wanted to accomplish or address in my session, and I had one small physical complaint, but mostly I wanted to have her help me heal any mental, emotional, or spiritual energies that might be holding me back from being the best version of myself.
Mm-hmm.
So we spoke a little bit, and then she asked me to lie down on her massage table, and she's also a massage therapist who specializes in Lomi Lomi, which is the Hawaiian massage.
Mm-hmm.
And so she had a beautiful room that with plants and everything. I laid down on her table, closed my eyes, and just relaxed, and I could feel energetic work in my field. And Makwa had told me beforehand that she would begin the session with her energetic techniques that she learned, and that usually spirit takes over after that.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was relaxing, suddenly I actually realized that I was on a spaceship.
Wow.
And as soon as I realized that and I kind of looked around, then I left there and I was in my astral or light body standing outside some big rocks outside,
mm-hmm.
and probably up on Mount Shasta, and I saw an etheric door open, and I was with a couple other people. I don't know who they were.
Mm-hmm.
We stepped inside this etheric door, and there was like it was like a Disneyland ride. There was, it reminded me of the ride that zooms through the darkness in Disneyland, like it's a mine shaft, and you're sitting in a little cart, and you're going quickly around corners, and I knew I was going down and down, and finally the ride stopped, and after the fact, after this had happened, and I described what had happened to me, Makwa said that she uses that technique on her shamanic journeys to tell us. So anyway, I stepped out of the cart, and there was a huge door, and this was down inside the earth, and the door opened, and there was a guard that let us in, and I saw a building. It was a huge, huge cavern, and I was actually in hollow earth, in the center of the earth, and I looked across and saw this huge round building, multiple stories. It might have been a skyscraper because it was kind of far off. Had a lot of green grass or green plants hanging down from probably balconies or something. And as I'm looking at it, suddenly I realized that I couldn't move. And I looked down at what I thought would be my body, and I was actually a part of the dirt.
You were part of what? You
the the floor, the dirt of the inside of Hollow Earth.
You were part of the dirt of Hollow Earth? Really? Wow.
Yes. And it was, I was shown that I came as a soul stream from outer space down into Earth because I wanted to experience Mother Earth, Mother Gaia. And mm-hmm. I was surprised that I actually came in and became one with the dirt.
So you were out of this world then?
Right.
Right. Okay.
And I was able to feel Mother Gaia's heartbeat. But once I realized that I wasn't moving, I wanted to be over in this building that I was looking at. So the next thing was I was a female in this building, and I told myself to look in the mirror, and I saw myself with a pale green skin and very large eyes and an unusual outfit with it just was kind of like a hood that covered the top of my head. And from there, I thought I would probably go to Tello, but I didn't. I incarnated as a baby on the surface because I wanted to feel the physicality of being a baby and being held and loved and bathed and all those wonderful things that babies feel when they have a loving mother. And then it was explained to me after that because I was guided by my own higher self. And it was explained to me that after that, I did go into Telos.
Beautiful.
I did know Adama. I had many lives in Telos, but the majority of the lives were on the surface of Mother Gaia. And the interesting thing that was pointed out to me was that when I came as a soul stream to Earth, it was because I was interested in experiencing things personally. But after living on the surface and having so many lifetimes, I gained compassion and empathy for my fellow souls, and now my life has switched. My orientation is service to others.
Well,
so this journey that I went on while I was on the table in Makwa's office was quite enlightening, to say the least.
Wow, wow. I just want to footnote a little bit of what you said, April, and the green skin, from what Zora tells me, he lives in the Hollow Earth. He's the father of Billy Faye Woodard, who's been on my show several times. He said that the green skin of the Telosians is actually because their blood is actually copper-based, and they also have a different kind of sunlight. It's a little bit, frequency is a little different in the Hollow Earth, and it leads to the green skin. And I think maybe the larger eyes also is a result of the a different kind of sunlight. The other thing I want to tell you, too, is that as both you and Makwa have been on the air here the last couple of minutes, the entire studio is lit up in this beautiful white light. I can always see it here, and it's here, and I can tell that there's a lot of angels around us right now.
How beautiful is that?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's wonderful.
Absolutely. Well, I know that as a result of the meditations down there and the one meditation that you led on our last day, Makwa, we did a drumming ceremony and asked everyone to just sit and meditate. I picked up at least one, maybe two Telosian guides who are with me now. And one of them's named Jay Hina, I think Jay Hina is the name. And she appears as a blue-purple orb. And she's now one of my guides. And I feel like I'm still...
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, and I feel like I didn't leave Telos, even though we came back a couple of days ago. I feel like I'm still there. It's very easy for me to see.
That's
everything.
That's what I feel too.
yeah, it's very easy for me to see there, and I'm not alone basically. So, a good question. Yeah, so it's nice to have that support and the company too. But both of your stories are so revealing. And I think that the people of the Hollow Earth want to get in contact with us here on the surface of the planet, because for one thing, I think the vibration of planet Earth is dramatically rising. And as it rises, it's going to get closer and closer to the high vibrational fifth dimensional, fifth and sixth dimensional frequencies of the hollow Earth. And I also think that we need each other. For many years, the people of the Talosians and the people of the hollow Earth they were basically quarantined, more or less, from not contacting us on the surface. But that's changing now, especially with your work.
That's good to hear. The connection is so sweet. Every time I do a journey, I feel so elevated. And even after our Wednesday night journeys, mm-hmm. and like when I come home, I need at least an hour just to calm down because I'm just flying.
Sure. Well, I have to tell you with that often spirits on the other side will use butterflies, they'll use birds, they'll use natural phenomenon to give spiritual messages. And I know when we were doing our prayer meditation last Tuesday, did you notice the butterflies who started circling around us all and landing? And that I mm-hmm. was told was actually from the Talosians. And they were a message of love and light, not only to us, but humanity as well, that they're there and they do want to help us.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Yeah. I felt it. Yeah. I felt it so strongly. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well,
go ahead, April.
I just have to, confirm everything you're saying, that the messages I've been getting is that it's time for humanity not only to awaken to who they are, but to who we are in this universe, and that there's beings from other dimensions that live with us, under us, and, over and above us. And it's time for us to integrate and to become part of our universal family.
Sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well,
yes, and also like.
Go ahead, Makwa.
Mm-hmm. So also, what's so beautiful is basically when we have like this desire to go to Telos, there's like one part who feels like, oh my gosh, I just want to go home, and it feels so beautiful to be around like our loving family, which we missed for so many years, for thousands of years, mm-hmm. and to come back and feel this connection, and at the same time, like what really happens a lot in our journeys is basically we go in and we think there's like this glamour and this beauty and this love. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, when we go in, there's so much healing happening for the people who travel there in their light body Merkaba. It's basically we go in, but at the same time, they work on our field to like literally release like our doubts and limitations and, like to really fully and open more and more our hearts to unity and love. And sometimes it sounds a little bit like, oh my gosh, yeah, unity and love. Like I hear this all the time. It's like nothing new.
Right.
But when you do those journeys, what people experience is basically they think they want to go to Telos and maybe they don't get in, but they get so much healing that they feel so much lighter afterward, mm-hmm. that literally the transformation is like tangible. Mm-hmm. And obviously humanity needs to step up and release what's not in the highest vibration. And we grew up with a lot of like limiting beliefs, like parents, teachers, school, I'm like, name it. I'm like, we have so many limiting beliefs how we should be. And we are not like used to be our authentic selves. And I think the Talosians, every time we do a journey, they help us to unravel like literally what's keeping us in this dense energy. Mm-hmm. And every time, like, something falls off us and we feel lighter and lighter.
Right.
So it's just a beautiful process to see that their intent is literally to make our world, like, to rise the vibration. And even if it's, like, person by person, like, mm-hmm. little by little, and to really, like, every person, like, helps to lift up the planet, to mm-hmm. lift up the vibration.
Mm-hmm.
It's everything, like, but we let go and clear and become lighter and freer and live like more our authentic being, that's like what really helps the planet rise. And it's so beautiful how they do it, because we think we want to go to the glamour and see Talos and feel like, oh my gosh, heaven on earth. And at the same time, we get all this clearing. So we get both things at once. So that's like the double whammy, what totally makes me smile, because I think it's such a beautiful way to do. Because in the old days, we needed to go through therapy and stirring the soup and going back into the past and childhood and whatnot. And now we can do it so quickly, and the release is so big.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. Now, one thing I want to bring up, April, you showed us some beautiful, both Michiko and I, some beautiful crystals from Giza. Giza, could you tell us a little bit about that, please?
Yes, there's a woman named Lavendar, and I'm not sure if she's from Arkansas or somewhere in that area, but she's in touch with the Palladians, and they had guided her to gather these very, very tiny crystals. They actually, she has to hire a diver to get them from the bottom of a lake in Arkansas. And she took 40 pounds of them to the Giza Pyramid in Egypt. And it was a specific celestial lineup of planets that the Palladians, they called it the Palladian lineup.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted her to put those crystals in a sarcophagus in the Giza Pyramid and leave it for, I think it was, 24 or 48 hours,
mm-hmm.
which she managed to do with the help of an Egyptian there that led tours. And it's quite a remarkable story all on its own if you want to look up Lavendar, that's B-A-R at the end, mm-hmm. and read her story about how that came about. But these crystals have been charged. They're very, very high vibration, and they are meant to heal not only Mother Gaia's energies, but humanity's energies. And they have been, they're not allowed to be sold. They're just given to light workers that use their inner guidance to find a place to gift these crystals to the waters or Mother Earth, and they've literally have been and are still being gifted around the world to mm-hmm. help balance the energies of not only Mother Gaia's energetic grid, but other, you know, the energies of humanity.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful,
so
beautiful.
That's what I know. There's probably more to it that I don't know.
Well, I want to thank you so much for each giving both Michiko and I a crystal. And I know we'll find good places for it, and I'll let you know when we gift it away back to Mother Earth in a special place.
Yes, and video it with your telephone.
I will. And the other thing, too, I wanted to share with everyone is that when you, April, gave me one of these crystals, we were up at a lake called a lake nearby in Mount Shasta, Castle Lake, and I put it in my palm of my hand. I could feel the energy there. It was like a bubble of this very intense, high vibrational energy. It got very warm, about 2 or 3 inches all the way around the crystal. And you directed me, I got the message to swim out in the middle of the lake, which I did, and I dropped it there. But for several, I'm still, as I'm talking about it now, I still feel the energy. It's still in the left palm of my hand. It radiates out about 2 or 3 inches. And it's very special energy, and I feel it's a direct connection not only to the Giza in the pyramids, but also to the Palladians as well. And they're funneling high vibrational energy into me as a result of that. But I want to thank you so much for allowing me to give that back to the planet, because I can still feel that energy now in my left hand.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I think that all of the people I know that have been given these crystals, we all feel the same way, that it's very, very special and definitely have that Palladian high frequency attached to them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The purpose of my show is to try to make the world, is to raise consciousness to make this world a better place. And I want to go to both of you, Makwa and April, And do you have messages for the people listening on this program worldwide about how, from the Hollow Earth, or Telos, or your spirit guides, on how to make this planet a better place?
Yes, what they tell me over and over is basically, it's really important for every human being to bring the masculine and the feminine in balance. Because for so many years, like thousands of years, we were out of balance and the masculine was overruling the feminine. And it's not only like men overruling women, it's also like inside of us, like to bring the masculine and the feminine, every human being in balance. Mm-hmm. And to be, like to be equal, that men and women become equal. Mm-hmm. And that they feel like, they're just in balance, masculine and feminine. And they told me, when we achieve that, that's helping the entire planet to be in balance.
Mm-hmm.
Because really, the most of the time, like the masculine energy is like just overruling, like with strong agendas, how we should do it, and fast, and like not in a really, good flow. It's like really often up the stream. Mm-hmm. And the feminine energy is more like being in the flow and like embracing everything that's coming along. And of course, everybody needs to do their task and what they need to achieve. But it's like really important to see, do we come from a elbow place of like achievement, or can we just say, oh, okay, I have like those 10 things on my to-do list, and what do I feel guided to do first? And to be just more in a flow and more at ease with everything, because then life becomes more fun and pleasurable. And the Telosians, I'm like the first time when I got to Telos, I'm like, they laugh, they have fun, they work 4 hours a day, and everything what they are doing, they have like just fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like just when you connect with their energy, you just want to have a smile all day long on your face. Mm-hmm. And that's basically how we can live life too. It takes effort because it's a little bit unusual for us. But this is like what they're showing me over and over. The more we are in balance, it's like, hey, be playful during the day. Do your task, but have fun with it. Have mm-hmm. like sing a song, like make it fun, like play music, like don't take everything so serious.
Sure.
And I feel this makes at least my life much, much more enjoyable.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. That's wonderful. What a wonderful, profound thing to say. April, what would you say?
Going along with what Mark West said, the messages I've been getting is that living in the world that we live in right now, there's a lot of negativity that bombards us every day through the news and
right.
mass media.
Right.
And the message has been to don't let yourself get sucked into that lower vibrational energy.
Mm-hmm.
What you can do to help the world the most is to just continue to work on yourself and be the best person you can be. Live, from the heart. Live according to your highest ideals, and try and maintain a positive outlook on life despite what may be going on around you. And this is going to help not only yourself enjoy life, but it's going to help keep the vibration of the collective higher and up. A lot of us are serving the collective just by anchoring in higher energies, and so
right.
it's important for us to maintain those.
Thank you so much for sharing that, April. April Amakwa, I hope you don't mind, but my friend Michiko Hayashi is here from the Emoto Peace Project in Tokyo. She was down at Shasta, too. I was going to bring her on the next hour, but for this question, I think she might have something interesting to say about making the world a better place. Michi, welcome to the show.
Hi, Ted. Thank you. Hi, April. Hi, Makwa Ikwa.
Hi.
It's so nice to have you here.
Well, thank you. It's been so wonderful to have met you there at Mount Shasta and having going through those beautiful experiences with you. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. That's a pleasure.
You know, what I think is that during the time, the days that we were in Mount Shasta, I just felt so peaceful and having these beautiful spiritual family with me, and I felt the deep connection with everyone and felt that the days that I'm back in Tokyo or while I'm traveling is really always busy, busy, busy. And sometimes you forget to just look into your inside of yourself or myself and letting everything go by. But while I was in Mount Shasta, I felt that everything is fine, just covered with so much love of nature and Mother Earth and water. And I just kept thinking that Dr. Emoto always said, water is God. And since we are 70% water, then we are really God too. So when we focus on our being of God or being a good part of myself, then if everybody learns that we are 70% water and what we can do to please water, to appreciate water, and to ask for forgiveness, then we are doing the same to ourselves and to everyone else and to this whole earth. Then I thought, this is probably something that everyone can be doing, and through doing that, each single person will be really happy and be living in harmony with everyone, I thought.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for saying that. You know, Mahatma Gandhi used to say, be the change that you want to see in the world. In other words, start with yourself to change the world.
That's right. That's right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we can be the change, or we can be the one that we this change that we want to see, and we, each single person, is starting that.
You know, you talk about the water, Michiko, and one thing about the water around Shasta, it's very high vibration.
It is.
Very high vibration. Mm-hmm. It also has a very sweet taste to it. Mm-hmm. I noticed that water that's very good for you.
From that mountain.
From that mountain. Very sweet taste.
Yes.
And one thing very telling that Zora told me several months ago from the Hollow Earth, he said that the waters from the mountain itself contain anti-cancer agents, and they're very high vibration from the city of Telos, that the people of Telos have rerouted the water to bring it to the surface to help humanity.
Well, I believe so, because water is so sacred, and it can, ancient times, people drank good water, and that was healing water.
Right.
So it does cure all the diseases, too. And we ourselves have to believe that we can heal ourselves. We are healing ourselves or treating ourselves by drinking good water and appreciating it.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Well, I guess that gets to my next question for both of you and Michiko, too. You know, there is a plan. I'm going to be bringing on Joa from the University of Mount Shasta in the next couple of minutes to talk about this, but I'm also talking about it a little bit early. There's a plan by a company called Crystal Geyser to pump millions of gallons of sacred water from Mount Shasta without an environmental review and sell it. And the citizens there are standing up to their plans to privatize water, local water supplies. And one thing that you told me some time ago, that Dr. Emoto had said that selling water is blasphemy.
Exactly.
Could you tell me more about that?
Yes, because he said it because when we write blasphemy in Japanese, we write sell water. So selling water is blasphemy to God. And we're not supposed to sell water because it's part of the of nature Earth or this planet Earth. It's provided to every being equally, whether people who have money or not, or to all animals, to all beings, all Earth, beings on Earth, including rocks and minerals and everything. Water is for everyone equally.
I have to tell you a comment that I read on the internet about 3 or 4 months ago. It was made by the chairman of Nestle Corporation in Switzerland. He said, and I don't want to get you upset when I say this, but it's his message. He said that people have no right to water, and his corporation has every right to privatize water. People don't have a right to water. What would your reaction be to that?
Well, I'm so sorry to hear this. Well, people can take it any way they want, but when we think about it, oxygen, air is for everyone, for all beings, for this earth. And so is water, so is the planet Mother Gaia, the soil. So when we think about it, I think it's for everyone, for all mm-hmm. beings. So I don't know if they want to say that it's not for everyone.
Right.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Right. Yeah. Mako and April, I'd love your comments on that too.
Oh, I thoroughly agree with Mystica. It's freely given to us by from divine source. Mm-hmm. And it should be free and for everyone's benefit. And I'm afraid of how a greedy corporation, how they would affect the actual molecules of the water that they would sell, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, well, we'll be going into more details of that next month. But there was a news story about 6 months ago about how Walmart is selling its so-called great value water in its large plastic bottles. They get it for about 10 cents a bottle from the city of Sacramento. It's just tap water, and they sell it for close to $1.60 to $2, and it's not treated at all. It's just regular old tap water. So. Obviously, it's an area that needs to be looked at closely, but you are what you eat, and you are what you drink as well. And I think it's really, water is really important. And I think, Doctor, was as you said before, Michiko, that that we are 70% water. Humans are 70% water, just like the Earth is 70% water. And Dr. Moto has said before that God is water, and we are, and water is God. So that's very important to think that. It should be freely available to everyone. Good water should be a right, just like good air is a right. Should be a right as well. Mm-hmm. Makwa and April, I want to get back to Telos now quickly. Mm-hmm. We've got about 8 or 9 minutes left, and I wanted to ask you what are your future plans for your work with the Telosians and the Hollow Earth.
So. I would think what I'm doing is basically guided by High Priest Adama and High Priestess Narita. Mm-hmm. And I got clear guidance on, over a year ago already, but what I said, I had a lot of resistance already coming out with it, mm-hmm. to offer retreats. And so I'm having 3 retreats coming up. Mm-hmm. They're going to be in July and in August. And to really introduce people like to sacred places and to help them like release also what's holding them back, to really like rise their vibration. And we're going to have like special treatments with crystal ball meditations to really rise the vibration even before we're going to do the journey. So it's going to be really awesome to bring people for 2 days in a high vibration and to help them to maintain this vibration in their daily life. So that's the goal, and that's what they'll telling me over and over, because what they told me is basically now I don't have my information. They gave me all those downloads to really rise the vibration around them. So when people come for a retreat, they basically, what they bring home, this is like helping their families, their communities,
wonderful.
And everybody around them.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. That's such good work. Thank you, Marco.
And also I got a message that I'm doing more and more private sessions to help people like who don't want to be exposed in groups, who feel like more safe in a one-on-one, that we're going to do more sessions one-on-one. So this is going to come up too. And they showed me even today I did a session, and half of the session Adama and Narita took over, which was just absolutely incredible. And I think they are stepping more and more into my healing. They tap into my healing, so to speak, to take it even further, to bring the philosophy and energy. And it's like really fast in their approach.
Wonderful.
So I am really excited, because basically everything that's coming to me is like guided by Adama and Narita.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much for your wonderful work. Her website, mm-hmm. her email again, if you'd like to contact Makwa, is makua@happiness-coach.net. And April, I'd love to hear some words of wisdom from you for your future work.
I will be releasing a free ebook which contains a lot of the Talosian spirituality and help with awakening, and that's available on my at my email, which is april.autry@gmail.com. It will be available this coming week, and it's but I have been, while in Mount Shasta, I got the message that I will be writing more books and getting and actually working with the Dhamma and with the Palladium to put forth knowledge that we need as we go into this new age of higher consciousness. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty excited about that.
Wonderful. That's great. That's such good energy, and you're helping humanity so much. Well, you know, I going down to Shasta this past weekend with you all was a life-changing experience for me. And I don't feel like I ever left Shasta. I can still feel that energy here. And I can still see the mountain and the high vibrations there. And it's something that I know I'm going to carry with me for the rest of my life. And I still feel my left, that, like I said before, that energy of that special Giza crystal in my left palm of my left hand, it's still there.
Wow.
And those spirits.
That's amazing.
Yeah, those spirits are still with me. So I know they were with me when I drove all night back home to Washington. I needed the extra energy.
Do you know that I drove 14 hours on Tuesday?
Oh,
I drove from 6:15 a.m. to 8:15 p.m. And I have that energy, too. I just... It's a wonderful energy up there at Mount Shasta.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I'll be taking another trip with another group of people, a small group of people, in early September. And if you're interested listening to this program, please send me an email to outoftheisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me on my cell at 509-750-9793. We've got about a minute and a half left, and I wanted to give you the rest of the time to finish up your wonderful interview today.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, thank you so much. I'm like, I feel so, like, I have, like, just butterflies in my stomach because I'm, like, reconnected with all of you. And I'm so blessed to be in this radio show and to have met you and spent time with all of you. It was also, for me, a life-altering experience. And I'm just grateful. And I'm spreading the Mount Shasta energy, like, to all the listeners right now. And maybe you can feel it. Maybe, like, you have a little giggle on your, like a smile on your face, and that's like because the Talosians and the Mount Shasta energy just hit you.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And April, I'd love to give you some time, a few seconds here, to please wrap up your beautiful interview.
I would just like to say thank you so much, Ted, for organizing your spiritual journey to Mount Shasta. It was life changing for me. And I think the most important thing was reconnecting with Soul Family.
Mm-hmm.
I felt such an abiding love for everyone. And, you know, it was just, I walked away from my trip. Just, I'm still on a high like you are, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. And that high vibration is still with me. And I want to tell you both, Michiko has a special, it's a 528 hertz tuning fork. It sends love when you send it. And so I want her to send love all the way around the planet here for the last couple of minutes. Mitchie, could you please play this, Kurtz?
Sure.
Thank you.
Thank you, April and Makwa. And I would like to send this love vibration to you too, and to everyone around the world.
Thank you so much, Mitchie. Thank you so much, Makwa, for coming on in April. Please stay tuned to our next hour. We'll be having some further wonderful stories about Telos and the Hollow Earth.